Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WVSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometime called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WVSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Excited by having a chance to come before you and talk about the Love Cafe. Again, I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and it's good to come before you because God has blessed us to have an opportunity one more time, meaning we have a chance to come before you and share some things about the real love topics that are being talked about. This is real talk, baby. This is what it's all about. So I'm excited to have this opportunity. Now, we want you to be a part of the Love Cafe by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. We ask you to press 1, and we'll make sure we identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then we'll make you live so you can chat, ask your questions, offer your concern. Give us your expertise. Just having an opportunity to have a live, have a vehicle to share the word. So we're real excited about it. Also, you can check us out on the web link if you just want to hear the show. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. Let me get that right now because I'm in a hurry to give you my Facebook handle. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/WVSW Internet Talk Radio. And if you want to check us out, truly, truly have that great opportunity to check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL D. Alberto Smith. We're being broadcast with 2 vehicles tonight with Facebook and also Instagram. And our Instagram partners, we'll say, the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, we partnered with them to get the word out through their vehicle. And that's truly a great opportunity. That's at Zeta Phi Sigma Agreement with the number 10. Truly, truly, this is a great opportunity. We also, from time to time, have broadcast on at President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, as well as Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Our shows are being broadcast not only just Facebook, also we come back, we'll put it on Twitter. We have a great opportunity to do that. We'll get a chance to put it on LinkedIn, Tumblr, YouTube, and Instagram. Now, if you want to check us out on Twitter, you have that opportunity to do that as well. That's at the Smith Way Production. We're posting on that so you get a chance to see the show, and you can respond as you either like, dislike, whatever, or comments. At Lorenzo D. Smith 15, at Dr. Lorenzo Smith with the number 1. So we're really excited about having this opportunity. I keep saying that because God has blessed us. This is a vision from 2017. In September of 2017, that our first broadcast, it was a sports talk show. And now we have 8 other shows besides that Talking Sports Plus. We have those other shows that focus on the economic issues. We focus on just plain old life issues. We focus on relationships. Focus on, you know, just political issues. It's just so many things that we just try to expand our arms and open up so we can get the word out. So glad to have this opportunity. WVSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 24 countries. I'll say it again, 24 countries. That's including the United States, being our pretty much our home base, as well as Canada that's north of the border, and Mexico as south of the border. So tonight's topic is truly a one to make you maybe scratch your head. Why does real love intimidate you? Some of you may sit back and say, oh, it don't intimidate me. But you say, you need to make sure you do assessment. Go back and look and see, has real love, true love, intimidated you. We want to give a shout out to our host of one of our shows called the Minister Shannon Show. We have with us Queen Ministress Lewis joining us. And also we have some ladies of Zeta Phi Beta who are incorporated. This is Rho Iota Zeta 1999 underscore Z5B. Shout out to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So we're so glad to have you joining us. We have many others hopefully will be joining us. We have Jacqueline Davidson joining us. We'll give a shout out for McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you, Jacqueline, so much. It's good having you to follow along and be a part of, be a listener, be a watcher. Thank you so much. And tell everybody down there we truly, truly miss them on this end. I was down there previously for one of the football games. We'll make it a point to get at least one game a year down at McKenzie School. It's awesome. Why does real love intimidate you? Ask yourself that. Why does real love intimidate you? Elect underscore Brian underscore the BBB, Big and Better Business. Remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, we want you to make sure you elect underscore Brian underscore Big and Better Business, the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. I don't know what region you're in, my brother, but you can type down, let me know, and I can forward it on, whether it's whatever region out of the seven regions we have. If you're in the southern region, I'll definitely push for it because you took time to check us out, and we're glad to have that opportunity there. Let's talk about the Love Cafe. That should be one of the questions. You said, why should I check out the Love Cafe? Let me tell you, truly, truly, the Love Cafe is the real love talk show that soothes your appetite, soothes your love appetite, soothes your desire appetite, soothes your ability just to taste something that's going to make you happy. So we're really excited about that. And the Love Cafe menu, and this I feel like this tops it off. The Love Cafe menu includes an appetizer, the starter, which is the lust. We know about lust, how lust can get into your life and sometimes take over your life. The entree is that steak, that chicken, that fish, that lamb, that rib, whatever it may be. And that meal, and it's the attraction. You get excited when you see that meat or see that meal. And then we come back with dessert. See, the Love Cafe want to talk about dessert. Something might be sweet, something that tickle your inside, so that's the attachment we throw out at you. And that we want to not forget the beverage. In the beverage, it's an awakening. Just like when you're in a restaurant, you want they first thing they say, what are you drinking? Is it water? They don't ask you somebody, what are you drinking? A product of a soda. Is it a beverage of higher nature alcohol? They ask you that because it's going to be the awakening for you. And that's what we're all about. We want to give you the awakenings in the Love Cafe. We have some awesome co-hosts that join us from time to time. We hope they call in tonight because we want them on here to share their thoughts. We have Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. This man is a relationship coach, relationship strategy out of Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And he joined us remotely from time to time. Also, we have Tina Robinson. She was on the show the other night, which was the Tuesday show, which is the Dr. Lowe show. We was talking about relationship issues. Now we're talking about love issues that include relationships. Tina is the co-founder, along with her twin sister, Owning Our Own Truth, Behavior Health, talking about helping you in your behavior. You can't move forward in any crisis or healing process till you own what has happened to you. And she does that. She put the boots on the ground. She's always working to get something happen in Oakland, California. That's where she is. Then she step and meet up with her twin sister in Atlanta, Georgia. And they work throughout Georgia. Then as well as they go down to Las Vegas. So they move around to make sure they touch and save individuals in our community. That's a service. So we're excited to have Tina Robinson as a part of our co-host. Let's get our show started. because I'm really excited about it. You know, it's almost like I was reading, you know, listening to the song, and it's talking about the book of love. See, if you don't know real love, if you hadn't created a book of love in your state of mind, in your heart, in your soul, it will scare you to death. It will intimidate you. So we want to talk about love, how we see the acronyms of love. The L in love is listening. See, love is all about effective communication, that being listen first and talk second. Your communication is verbal and nonverbal. You have to be very careful how you nonverbal, how you present your communication through being nonverbal. Definitely through verbal, because when you open your mouth and speak, this is going to be something attached to you. So we said in the Love Cafe, the L is so important because you got to be able to listen first and talk second. The O in love, part of the Love Cafe, is overcoming challenges. There will be challenges. There will be opportunities where you all have to get together, and because you have may have values that may not be the same, you have to create mutual value. So what you have to make sure you're ready for those challenges and ready to compromise. See, overcoming those challenges is compromising. Overcoming those challenges is communication. Overcoming those challenges is compassion. Overcoming those challenges is consistency. That's what everybody wants. When we talk about why does real love intimidate you, because those C's I just mentioned are so important. And if you're not willing to give forth and give 100% in those areas, what we call the C's, like I said, 4 C's, sometimes 5 C's, then you're going to be intimidated by not just only real love, but intimidated by love in general. Overlooking faults. You can't find a fault in somebody else and use it against them to benefit yourself. Just remember, God is not asleep. He do react to your actions. Be careful what you put out there. Be careful putting a message that may not be beneficial for you. Be careful trying to dig a hole for somebody else through constantly talking about their faults. Because you got need to dig one for yourself as well. That's the way it works. The next acronym of love is value. We call it valuable. I just said mutual values. So how valuable is this relationship? You're intimidated because you don't know what real love is. And if it's valuable, that means you got to be committed. Are you willing to work consistently, hard, with a determination and dedication and devotion to be successful? That's how valuable real love is. So if you don't understand those things and not capable of implementing those, then you will be intimidated. The E in the love acronym is everything. See, love is about everything and everybody. You have to remember that. I didn't say love everybody. When God blessed us and said we need to love everybody. But when you're talking about opening up your vulnerability and open up your heart and your soul, you can't let everybody have your heart and soul. Because we all can go and attest to this. We may have been in relationships. We may have been married previously before, how many times it is. But it's possible you were married to the wrong person. Because that person was not understanding what real love and what real love does. So you have to know what love is and what love does. So they become intimidated. So it requires them to give everything. They're not capable of doing it. The next thing under the E is excitement. If you're not excited about real love, if you're not excited about true love, then you're not going to be successful in your marriage. You're not going to be successful in your relationship. You're not going to be successful dating, because you have to be excited. The next one is encourage. You must encourage your mate, and they'll encourage you. See, that's another E part of the acronym, encouragement, of E. Support. I have this thing I say. Your stuff is my stuff. When we're in this relationship, my stuff is your stuff. Because we all in, we put the chips to the middle of the table. And then we go do whatever is needed to be successful. So the E is all about encouragement. Encouraging one another when times are tough. Being able to give the advice. Being able to be supported. That's love. That's true love. And all of this, listening effectively, overlooking challenges, overcoming challenges, overlooking faults, how valuable, and all the ease of everything, encouragement, excitement, empowers your relationship. That's how your relationship empowers. If you want it to last a long time, if you want to love last a long time, you have to allow empowerment to play a part in it. You can't be afraid of it. Truly, be afraid. I want you to be a part of this. I don't not only want you to call in. If you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, I need for you to type in some comments. Let me know what you think love is. I gave you an acronym and try to touch on each one of those, love, and address each one of the alphabets there. I want you to share something on your street so I can see it on my street. Comment. Let me hear what you have to say. Or you can call in. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. And then I will truly ask you to give your thoughts, your comments, your expertise about real love and what love is and what love does. That's for you. That's what you have to keep in mind. Let's look at love. And every show I would, I Love Cafe, we would talk about how you would define love. I'm going to give you many thoughts about love and how it can be defined. You pick and choose what fits you. Love is a state of mind. Create a state of mind from one of these words that identify with love. Create the inner self where your heart and soul focus on one of these things. I'm going to give you a list of them. Let's start off with love is patient. Let me know by typing in whether you think love is being patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Love is a deep affection, fondness, tenderness, warmth, intimacy, attachment. That dessert. That is, two of them, sorry, that is dessert. Endearment. Devotion. Dotting. Idolizing. Worship. Patience. Another P. Enthusiasm. Desire, lust, when we talk about the menu, yearning, infatuation, adoration, intellect, or moral blindness. Those are lists of things that love has been identified as being. Do either one of them apply to you? If you say no, let me share a few more with you. Love is having a deep bond in commitment. Said that before. Respect. Oh, come on. Trust. Oh, come on now. And acceptance. When we always talk about a healthy relationship, we on this show, we talk about certain things that falls in a category and called out many that would say what's love is. We say self-love is a characteristic of a healthy relationship. Trust. Come on. Here we go again. Trust. Honesty. Come on now. Truly, you have to believe. Communication. Connection. Consistency. Passion. Come on. Enthusiasm. Desire. Intellectual. Making sure you have affection. All of these things tell you there's a deep bond based on these things. That's what love is. So real love tells you that you have to have a deep bond for that person. If you can't create that, then you're going to not be able to feel comfortable. You become intimidated. Love means being dedicated to that person. That's intimidation in itself. Love means being dedicated to someone. Love is an action based on a conscious decision to value others. Come on now. That's real love. Do you feel it in the air? Can you take a time, a minute, and assess yourself? Assess what you see, what love is and what it does. It brings about joy. And every time love brings about joy, our Lord and Savior is smiling, sitting high, and looking low. Come on now. You got to understand it requires you to give your internal self. Anytime you tell somebody I love the way you look, you're not in love. Because love is not an external thing. Love is an internal being. We talk about well-being. See, I'm going to tie this all together. Your love inside works strongly from your inner self through your heart and your soul to make sure your well-being, come on now, your well-being. I want you to think about what are your well-being. That your mental, come on, emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial well-being is in order. See, real love requires those well-being to be in order. If they're not in order, don't take them one, you become intimidated. So the title is, why does real love intimidate you? I've shared a few things with you. So you have to keep in mind, if you want to find real love, you have to take all of those statements and share it with you. But the most important one is that love is a state of mind. It comes from your heart and your soul. You can't die. You cannot fly about it. You have to work on that. That allows your well-being to be in order. Love ain't about doing something wrong to somebody. It's all about lifting that person up. Learning to love allows you to be authentic. Genuine. That's love. It's from your inner self. It's from your heart and your soul. It allows you to create a state of mind. So truly you ask the question, now we talk about in the title, why does real love intimidate you? I just went over all the things that identify with love. Let's look at real love. See, real love is all about having that deep bond. Come on, that comes back. That's based on what that definition I gave, based on commitment, compassion, compromise, consistency, connection. Come on now. And then you kind of jump on them T's is I'm going to be patient, passion, and prolongance. Come on. Then I'm going to take an opportunity to kind of look at some of those other areas. Love, real love is all about respect, trust. If I can trust you, you must be honest. If I'm acceptance to you, then I believe and trust in you. Because you respect me. You're committed. Oh, boil down to your willingness to put the work in. That's what real love is all about. You ask yourself, what is a intimidating relationship? If you don't understand what real love is, because, again, love means being dedicated, putting forth the greatest effort through an action-based. So intimidation in a relationship that includes being intimidated, that's being controlled. So I ask the question, what is an intimidating relationship? That relationship is an abusive relationship. It's a relationship that, earlier I said, love is not, it's all about not being jealous. That when you're jealous, you want to intimidate your mate. Boastful, you just want to be able to control them. Proud, you're too proud to say, I'm sorry. Rude, you're using all the words that don't relate to a positive situation. So it's an abusive relationship where using intimidation makes your partner afraid of you. So now you might use that intimidation that through looking at a person. Their action. Whatever your actions are, every action gonna bring about a reaction. Your gestures. You don't have to say anything. It's the way your face looks. It might be the way you move your body. It might be the way you utter things. Your gestures are important. Then you smashing and destroying things. That's an abusive relationship. That's an intimidation, intimidated relationship. When you are destroying things, you get so mad you want to confiscate. I bought these sneakers for you. I bought these shoes for you. I bought this bracelet for you. I bought this necklace for you. I bought this Dooney and Burke for you. I bought you so you are now controlling your partner. You're taking the property that you gave to them as a gift. It's so amazing. I watched a lot of those shows like Judge Judy, I give her get her the right opportunity. The Hot Fish, Judge Mathis, People Court. It all boils down to somebody who ain't got mad because the relationship didn't work. And now they want to take back everything they gave you. See, they love being in an intimidating relationship. But I tell you, when a red flag pop up, I always tell people, when people show themselves, believe what you see. Then I'm going to advise you to run as fast as you can. Don't stay there. Because I'm telling you, there's a theory that's coming. That person is, just like I say, destroy, confiscate, smash. He's about smashing. He's all about destroying things. He's all about confiscating schemes. He wants to control you. And if you're in a situation when you somebody tell you, you ain't going to never leave me. That's a red flag when it said one is too many times. It's time for you to get out because they're in the process of intimidating you. And if you feel like you can't go nowhere, get on your knees and pray to our Lord and Savior. I promise you he will deliver you. Or you get an opportunity and you go to Facebook and you make a request to Tina Robinson. Ministry, along with her twin sister Gina, is owning my own truth. See, when you're in an abusive relationship and you're intimidated, an intimidated relationship, you got to own your own truth. What you got to do, I'm going to pull my coat up a little bit. You have to, and let me tell you what you have to say. You know, you don't own me in this relationship. I don't care how many things you smash, destroy, confiscate it. I own myself. And I own whatever I allow you to do to me. So you have to keep that in mind. That's why you need to make sure you love from your inner self. Don't let that external part control where you're going. And we want you to be a part of it. I want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then ask you to join us in our conversation and our chat about why does real love intimidate you. If you're on Facebook, type in your comments. If you're on Instagram, type in your comments. I just need to hear what you have to say. We'll give a shout-out joining us, B.J. Jefferson, out of that great state of Tennessee. Thank you, B.J., for joining us. We just finished on an intimidated relationship. Let's look at some thoughts. These are four thoughts on why vulnerability. See, people try to intimidate you because they believe you're vulnerable. But the truth of the matter, God say that your inner self going to operate your outer self. Them scaring the flesh is not going to scare what God is smiling and happy about. God is happy about your heart and your soul. So you have to keep in mind, it's all right to be vulnerable. And it said the four thoughts on why vulnerability is a good thing for a relationship. You might say you're talking about intimidated relationship, abusive relationship. If I'm vulnerable, that person can now do those things. But no, let me let you know. That's not going to happen. Because there's one thing about when you allow yourself to be in the right position and trust in our Lord and Savior, he's going to protect you. Because he want to see joy. He want to see love. And he want to see peace. And I want you to keep that in mind. These four things, I want you to allow you to break the walls down. If you still have walls up because you've been in bad relationships. See, I always try to tell people, you cannot find real love if you healing from a bad situation. See, one thing about healing is a process that takes time. It takes time when you can assess yourself. You can begin to prepare yourself. You begin to plan. Then you begin to chart your progress. And once you get to a point in that healing process, you can be vulnerable again. Vulnerability is good, is a good thing for healthy relationship. Come on now. Let me give you a full reason why. You appreciate and respect the relationship and the person. We just talk about love is all about respect. See, if you, it's all right to be vulnerable when you already appreciate and respect the relationship and the person you're in a relationship with. Come on, you hear all these crazy things, these guys, people on these shows I be hearing, they've been married, but they took a break. I didn't know you can take a break from marriage and then go out and get involved with a sexual relationship with somebody else. Aren't you still married? Think about that. You have to appreciate, respect the person you're in a relationship with. And then you have to respect the relationship and appreciate it. I'm excited about this relationship. I say that constantly. I say to my wife, I tell her, I say, I'm excited about this relationship. I'm excited because God blessed me with my prayer. My prayer was a desire to find someone that wanted to love me for my inner self. We got to connect from our inner self, not from our outer self. Like anything else, the outer appearance going to change. But your heart and soul will never change. That's one thing about it, because that's what God is so excited about you. He's excited that your heart and soul is true blue. It is real. It's the best in the West. I'm using some things just to pull something out here to let you know that the vulnerability is good for a relationship. So make sure you appreciate. If you don't know the definition of appreciation, go look it up. If you don't know the definition of respect, go look it up. Once you know what it is, you can appreciate and respect the relationship and the person. Being scared of losing someone means they are something worth losing. Oh, let me say that again, because I want y'all to follow along. I don't want you to cut me off and say, well, I'm going to let him talk because, you know, he just talking. I'm going to say that again. Being scared of losing someone means they are something worth losing. So you got to be vulnerable enough to know that it got to be some work done. You don't want to lose. You got to go to work. We want you to make sure you call in, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. We're going to ask you, had to get a little swift there, we want to ask you to press 1. I'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell, our telephone number, then I'll ask you to give your location, your name if you choose, then join in with the conversation. Let's chat about why the real love intimidates you. The next thought in regards to vulnerability as a good thing for a relationship is the same person who scares you also makes you feel fearless. The same person that scares you. I'm not talking about abuse. I'm talking about the scared that, hey, I'm excited by this person. I'm vulnerable and I'm willing to give. Allows you to be fearless. The fear can also empower you. You put all that together, just those two bullet points there is that the same person who scares you also makes you feel fearless. The fear can also empower you. Isn't that, we talked about in the acronym of Love Cafe, the E, empowerment. All of those things empower you, and that's what we're talking about. The next thing we want to talk about is, are you afraid of real love? I want you to let me know. Comment on that. Let me know if you're afraid of real love because you picked up those bad skills in those previous relationships, previous marriage. Are you afraid now to love and be loved? See, When we say real love, you know what real love is once you recognize it and what it does. Now, it ain't got nothing to do with being in love. See, being in love is going to come from your inner self, being vulnerable. Vulnerability plays mightily, greatly in you being love, being in love. That's where it comes from. You can't be afraid of that. Just the things I just mentioned as four thoughts, why it's so excited. It's a good thing to be vulnerable in a relationship. Those four things. But are you afraid of real love? One thing is, again, feeling vulnerable. That's why you're afraid of real love. You're afraid to be vulnerable. You know that person's going to hurt you. You don't trust them. A characteristic of a healthy relationship is trust. If you can't trust them to be there to provide and protect, provide everything, be that first responder, you're going to be vulnerable. That's why you're afraid to love. Assess yourself. And I promise you, the one God set for you, that's only meant for you, they will recognize those four thoughts I mentioned earlier, why vulnerability is so good for that relationship. God will send that person so you can feel vulnerable and not worried. It empowers you to be vulnerable when you're with the right person. See, just because you meet somebody and they've got a whole lot of exciting things to tell you, they still could be the wrong person. Have your relationships and marriages been with the wrong person? Ask yourself that. Give a shout out to Beverly Johnson and LaShay. Shay Johnson. Thank you so much, Shay, for joining down there from McKenzie. Also a shout out for Tasima Jackson. Thank you for joining us. See, God is good. He's blessing all of us. The next thing is not wanting to get hurt again. You notice the thing on that ends it up again? See, you've been in these hurting and abusive relationships, the intimidating relationship. And now God has sent the person he has for you to you. But you're so afraid that you don't want to get hurt again. You don't allow yourself to be vulnerable and experience what God has for you and a mate. You won't get the right person. If you keep on putting walls up and trying not to get hurt, that means you never heal. See, you were hurt. And those skills that you experience in that abusive, intimidating relationship go through the healing process. Once you come out on the other side, you'll be open to allow the desire you have prayed to God for to be in your life. The next thing in regards to why are you afraid of real love? Love involves suffering. No one wants to suffer. Some things will be said that really hurts you. Things gonna be done that really hurts you. You need to assess whether you're gonna allow that hurt and humiliation to continue. No one said you're supposed to sit there and take hurt and humiliation and then put a title said real love. We didn't say that. Being vulnerable means that I want you to hear this. When you become vulnerable, ready for love and real love, things people do don't hurt you or used to do don't hurt you no more. They don't. I can tell you myself. Personally, I had to grow. In the last 8 years, I had to grow to where I am today. That's realizing that I operate from my inner self, not my outer self. That old saying, sticks and stone might break my bone, but words will never hurt. You have to actually learn that. You can't allow yourself to suffer. Allow somebody to put you in a situation where you suffer, and they call it love. That's not love. That's abuse. It's intimidation. They may not put their hands on you, but their words are powerful. Their actions are even more powerful. It happens in a marriage. It happened in a dating. Happened in a partnership. Happened in a relationship. Because you're not operating on the inner self, you're operating on the outer self. That's your external. Be very careful. These are words that you can marinate on it or take them and throw them away. You find out what works best for you. I'm just sharing what I went through to be at a point where I could be, I could love and be loved and be in love again. Go. Just like I was saying, I had a title of one of my shows on Tuesday, which was Dr. Lowe Neighborhood, Small Step to Big Changes. This was a small step process, and I encountered many people that felt like they were in position to be the person that was willing to take those small steps for big change, but they filled it out. They called nine, don't hear from them in a while. They wasn't ready. So God blessed me with somebody that was ready. And I'm really excited because he did. I'm joyful because God has blessed me. Next thing is having less time for your friends and your family. These are things that real love will have you fearful of. But just remember what I said earlier. The person, if you were a person who scares you, also makes you feel fearless, this person allows you to see that fear can also empower you. That's the one hope of your prayers is asking for. You say, I desire somebody who empowered me because they know what love is and what love does. I want to be empowered because, see, God will empower you and have you smiling and have that person smiling because you realize that that person empowered you and you empower them. And that brings about joy, peace, and love. And God is elated that you are smiling. He knows that you got joy and peace and love in your life. And that's real love. Let's take a minute and talk about real love versus the fear of commitment. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, your name you choose to give. You can join in with the conversation about why does real love intimidate you. Let's look at real love versus the fear of commitment. See, it's all about something deep inside of you. Something deep inside of you refuses, talking about real love versus a fear of commitment, refuses for you to stay alone. It brings forth a human connection. That's real love. A human connection. If you're in a relationship with someone, a marriage, and you're not connected from the inner self, you might be in a relationship and married with the wrong person. Or you could be. See, we all want to feel safe and not locked down with questions, come on now, of uncertainty. See, that's what real love is all about. Love may happen by chance. Being in love might be happen by chance. But the relationship don't just happen. Come on now. Love might happen, I'm going to repeat that, by chance. But relationships, see, we got to understand relationships are built based on the tears that you may not be able to recognize, but in your life of relationships, your relationship life. You know them bad skills that you picked up in that other relationship that is hard to get rid of because you ain't healed yet? Those skills will carry into the new relationship. But just remember, when you understand that this relationship and this real love do not bring about questions of uncertainty anymore, it does not allow you to feel unsafe. You now feel safe. It don't allow you to disrespect others. It allows you to connect with those same people. So love might happen by chance, but relationships, you build those skills, they'll last a long time. We talked about the tiers of a relationship. This is how you build skills so that relationship can last a long time. Number one, when you first meet somebody, you put them in the category of social. That means you passed by, you spoke, and you kept moving. And if something inside of you feel like y'all connected, the next time you meet or whenever you run across each other, you now want to share vital information. And when I say that, it was a telephone number, an email, so you can communicate. Come on now. That's called acquaintance. You ask the hard questions then. That means you're still interested. Then you move to the next tier of a truly, truly relationship that can last a lifetime because you're building blocks there. Is, just remember, is friendship. Come on. Your friends are ones you give things to like you give to your family. You share things with them. So you went a friendship now. Then you move to the point that now you want to be romantic. This is walking up. Building, what was that? Building the relationship. So you know it's not by chance if you got to build through each one of those tiers. And then the next thing after the romantic, now we can't confuse this because some people put this first. But there's different categories of this. Intimacy. I ain't talking about sex. When you allow your mind to relax, that you feel so comfortable that you're willing to share intimate thoughts with people. Come on. Hello. And then you, and God, not the power out of intimacy within, I still not talking about sex. Get that out of your mind. It might be time for that serious commitment of possibly marriage because you find it your life partner. That's what love is all about. Love might happen by chance, but relationships, they don't just happen. They need to build. Just gave you a way to build it. Quickly, let's go through a couple of things about real love and fear of commitment. Embracing challenges. See, love is all about risk-taking. It's a risky affair. And see, falling in love is no less than taking a trust fall. See, you fall because you trust in somebody. See, commitment, a fear of commitment is all about cost of losing somebody. So you fear committing because you think you're going to lose that person. You're not ready to embrace the challenge. The next day is make a choice. See, real love is making a choice. It's making a choice because you select that person. See, you need to say with that person, if that person is that right person, not the wrong person, the right person, say, I choose you. And they should be able to tell you, I choose you. And if you decide to get married, put that in your vows. Instead of saying, I do, say, I choose you. I did. I thought it was important. That's a commitment for real love. It's not a fear of commitment. See? We have to keep that in mind. See, love is not about having the control. See, fear of commitment is that you think somebody's going to control you. The next thing is find reason to commit. See, we have to understand we have to have reasons why we commit. Reason bear real love. You got to have reason. Because I chose you. And I feel comfortable from my inner self and I connect with you. That's what we're talking about, real love versus commitment, the fear of commitment. And the last thing I want to touch on is talking about the healthy traits that leads to a long-lasting relationship with love. Self-love, I talked about, you got to love yourself first. Honesty, if you can't be honest with yourself, how you going to be honest with anybody else? Trust, I trust you. You trust me. It's not just saying it, it's just doing it. Communication, listen first, talk second. Connection, if you don't have a connection, I don't care how good they look or how they feel and the stuff they're talking, how much money, you got to run because it's not going to work. Compassion, a person that lacks compassion, you don't want to be in the room with them long. Because they turn on other folks, they're going to turn on you. Consistency, somebody that's willing to call you from the start and continue to call you, just like it said, and you date to marry, and you marry to date. So you still got to continue on. Consistency, mutual respect, boundaries. If you're not willing to set boundaries, then you have a problem. Reciprocal. If they say they love you, they give you a gift of love that I love you, you got to be able to give it back if you feel that way. If they do this for you, acts of kindness or acts of service, you should be able to do it back. Reciprocate everything back. Comfortable. See, love, a healthy relationship with real love is all about you're comfortable with who you're with and who you are and whom you are. Shared values. You got to be able to share values. Flexibility. You got to be willing to flex. Sometimes you got to become able to compromise. And last but not least is commitment. We're talking about real love versus fear of commitment. Real love requires commitment, requires vulnerability, requiring you allow yourself to enjoy love, peace, and joy. God smiles down upon you, and you say everything is all right. Then you can look up to him, and he'll speak into your heart. I got you, and by you loving that person, I got both of you. That's what real love is all about. You're not intimidated of real love. It's been awesome. I want to thank each and every one of the watchers and listeners and the callers who have called in. Shout out to Queen Minister Lewis, the whole Southern Minister Shannon Show. We're going to get back, getting our air back on. It's only third Thursday. And fourth Thursday of each month. And we want to get at 8 o'clock or 7:30. We moved it up. You get a chance to talk some real issues and real talk with you. We also want to give a shout out to Seema Jackson. Thank you for joining. Beverly Lachey Johnson out of McKinsey. Thank you, Beverly, so much. B.J. Jefferson out of the great state of Tennessee. Jacqueline Davis is out of McKinsey, Alabama. Thank you so much. We have Ro Iota Zeta 1991 underscore Z5B, the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Also, we're going to give a shout out to Elect underscore Bride underscore BBB, which is Big and Better Business, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much. And Turn to Wood, another member of an organization. I want to truly say, if you're a part of Divine Nine, thank you for joining. And if you're a member of my fraternity, we'll give a shout out to you. Thank you so much. It's been awesome, but it's time to wrap up this show. It's been good to be able to share some things on the Love Cafe. We'll be back on Monday where we'll be talking some real talk about topics and issues in your community block by block. So you have an awesome time, rest of this night and the weekend. And we want to give a shout-out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. They're having their Alabama State Conference in Birmingham, Alabama, up at the Sheraton downtown, Sheraton. So those brothers will be there from Friday through Sunday doing handling the business of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity in regards to the state of Alabama. On next weekend, we'll have the brothers of the state of Georgia, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, having their state meeting in Atlanta over at the Crown Plaza over on the northern perimeter. Go out if you can, be a member of the organization in that area, and be there to support. There's some awesome activity. And then the next weekend, which is 7th through the 10th, you have all of the brothers of the southern region. I'll be coming again to Birmingham, Alabama. That's for the states of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, as well as Mississippi, along with the Bahamas, Alice. We'll be in Birmingham, Alabama, April 7th through the 10th. We'll see you all there. But all of you, take care of yourself. Truly, I love you. It comes from my heart. And hopefully what I shared with you tonight inspired you to look and see how real love intimidates you. If it does not, that means you had a clear understanding. Hopefully something was said to help you. Hashtag responsible. We still are in the protocol. I know a lot of the masks been in a lot of places dropped, but if you really, really continue to protect your family, it wouldn't hurt to continue to wear it, so you can save yourself and save someone else. Stay 6 feet. Still possible. Still good. Wash your hands. Stay at home if you have to. Get the vaccine if you haven't. If you have, make sure you get the regimen of shots and do your booster shot. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag it's a state of mind. Come on. It's a mindset is a hashtag. Make it do what it do. And last but not least, as we get ready to shut it down and call it quit, and we'll see you on Monday. It's from my heart. I send you my love. It's from my heart. Because that's where I love from. And I want to simply say this to you. I want to say this to you. Truly. Truly. I love you. And ain't a thing you can do about it. So have an awesome rest of the night. And we will see you for sure